T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Offsides with Mark and Lonzo right here on ESPN Upstate, rolling on a Friday, everybody. Hope you're having a great one. Until 7 p.m. this evening, we'll get you set for the weekend, man. Things getting back to normal, moving the Upstate forward. We are all about that. It is time to move the Upstate forward here in the Upstate right now. Look, we're ready to live our lives. We're ready to tell the stories of the Upstate's future. We want to learn about the Upstate heroes, movers, shakers, givers, and doers, and we'd like you to nominate those people that you feel deserve a little bit of that extra recognition. It's like the Senior Sports Spotlight, but for adults, right? And you can nominate those special people at MoveUpstateForward.com. Someone in our society here that has overcome a lot during the pandemic, that has done so much to help others, that has been there to lend helping hands whenever possible. We want to hear your stories, and we'd very much like your nominees, your nominations at MoveUpstateForward.com. All right. Look, I want to catch up on some of these texts that have been coming in. We had Ron Smith, the former Furman baseball coach from 1994 to 2016, on the show earlier today. About that interview, a texter says, if you want Greenville to wave the flag for Furman, Mark, then Furman needs to wave the flag for our area. People from here, oh boy, where did this go? People from here wouldn't pull the rug out from someone like Ron Smith and Brett Harker and his staff, as well as the baseball program with all of its history and place on the campus of Furman. Greenville hasn't fully adopted FU, as I hope it will, but Furman needs to fully adopt where they're located as well. Administrators and presidents come and go. Programs and community are there forever. I think that is very, very well stated and said. So I would ask this particular texter, what did you what's your suggestion on what they should do? You know, Jason Donnelly, the athletic director of Furman, was given an edict. You've got to slash $5 million. What are you going to cut? How are you going to create that $5 million? Another texter says, ever wonder why FU draws 7,000 fans when they play Clemson or UFSC at Fluor Field in downtown Greenville? Yeah, the assertion you're making is that the fans aren't Furman fans. I understand that. To your point, texter, they only generated $8,000 in ticket sales all of last season, right? So I get the – but the program's been there for 130 years, man, 130 years. There's got to be a way to and I think it just bothered people how it was done basically under the cloud of darkness, right? Nobody heard anything over about it, and then it was too late to do anything. Too late to do anything about it, man. That's hard. That's very, very difficult. Very, very difficult to get around. Oh, my God, I am just recovering from last Friday's show, a texter says. Hearing Mark say that sushi sucks. And, yes, sushi sucks. But I have been in shock since hearing that all of Marvel sucks, too. Is that right? I am so confused. We didn't, you know, I'll tell you what, man. We did not get to the... We do not have on the rundown Mark's three controversial opinions of the day today, so we might have to save those for Monday, right? I have more for you. I have more for you where those came from. All right, 1-844-477-3776 is the number by which you can get to us here on the show. And it is time to do that little ditty we call the Top 5 at 5. The top 5 sports topics we are talking about today, the top 5 biggest sports topics of the sports world. The Top 5 at 5 starts right now. Hit it. All right, so the NCAA has released a long and detailed plan Friday to help schools bring athletes back to campus during a pandemic. It's called the Resocialization of Collegiate Sports, an action plan considerations, and it was announced as schools across the country prepare for the return of football players as early as June 8th. Here's what's somewhat interesting and entertaining about this, right? Nobody cares what the NCAA says anymore. Nobody's waiting on the NCAA. It's almost a mystery as to why the NCAA so much as exists anymore, because schools are making their own determinations and decisions. Conferences are making their own determinations and decisions. And everybody largely is moving forward without the NCAA's edict. It's like the NCAA is in the corner here saying, hey, look at us, look at us. We're going to approve this for you. We're going to approve this for everybody. Would you believe that Power Five conferences are now asking Congress to bypass the NCAA and move to give college athletes rights to earn dollars from name, image, and likeness? And why are they doing this? Because they can't get over the snail's pace at which the NCAA is moving on this stuff. The NCAA's hands are tied. And they're just delay, delay, delay. Let's enjoy the last few days of college athletics as we know it. Look, I'm the guy that says, I'm the guy that wants to keep it the way it is. I'm on the NCAA side on this. But the battle's already been lost, all right? The white flag should have already been waved. Let's move forward, or the NCAA will just continue to become more and more irrelevant, if that is it, if that's even possible at this point. Next up. All right, here at number four with Brian Windhorst commenting here, we have, you know, I had an epiphany about this, you know, and it's, you have this realization when you're looking at the NBA's plans to continue and something hits you, and it has a lot to do with something right here in the upstate. And that, of course, is Zion Williamson, Spartanburg Day School's own. You know, all of these plans that we're seeing for the NBA's playoffs involve 20 teams or 20 plus teams. Why is that? That's because of one player and one player only. Nobody's clamoring to see the Portland Trailblazers this year in the playoffs, or no offense, they're not clamoring to see the Charlotte Hornets this year in the playoffs or the Washington Wizards. But the NBA is looking at tweaking its rules and tweaking its policies because they realize something that I've realized and something I'd like to ask you about. Has, in fact, Zion Williamson become the NBA's greatest draw? Think about this for a moment. Who are the NBA's greatest draws today? James Harden is a draw. Kawhi Leonard is a draw. LeBron James, certainly. The Greek Freak, absolutely. But folks, if I'm honest with you, I think Zion Williamson is a greater draw than LeBron and the Greek Freak perhaps combined, right? It's unbelievable. We have never seen a player like Zion Williamson that fanned the flames of polarization surrounding him by going to Duke, whose storied legacy is only seemingly being enhanced by his alleged ties to receiving money to go to Duke. It's just enhancing the enigma of Zion Williamson right now. But in terms of the on the floor, we've never seen anybody that has his combination of smarts, size, strength, and athleticism. Sean Kemp had the size and athleticism, didn't have the smarts, on or off the floor, right? LeBron James has the smarts, but LeBron James, the sheer strength of Zion Williamson is something we've never seen before. And he's 19 years old. And at 19 years old, we've seen him put together 10 consecutive games of 20-plus point scoring, and we've never seen that before in NBA history. Folks, I'm not so sure this is right. Lonzo would prefer they just roll the playoffs and play with 16 teams. But the NBA is about to adopt a 20-team postseason, and they're about to do that simply because of Zion Williamson. What do you think? Are you for it or against it? And do you agree or disagree with me that Zion Williamson has become the NBA's greatest draw? Next up. All right, at number three, Furman Baseball had an event last night at Fluor Field in which current players, former players, alumni, former coaches, etc., convened to meet to see if there are any ideas, any ways in which they can put up a fight to keep Furman Baseball. And Ron Smith joined us earlier today. If you missed that interview, you'll be able to hear it. It was very to the point. It was very direct. We asked the tough questions. He is a big proponent of Furman Baseball. We will be replaying that at the 6:20 interview. Unfortunately, Ron says that every single possible scenario is an incredible long shot at this point. He said he doesn't agree with the school's decision. But neither Ron nor I know how we would make the situation any better. You see, the school gave the athletic director an edict that they had to slash $5 million. They slashed men's lacrosse, which lost $1.7 million last year. They slashed men's baseball, which lost $1 million last year. And they still need to slash a significant amount of money, and they need to figure out how they're going to do that. I've got a problem with Title IX here. I really do, because Furman is 60% women and 40% men in terms of their enrollees. They felt like they had to cut two men's programs and no women's programs. I've got a real issue with that. I think the equality that Title IX is seeking has become very, very, very unequal, if I'm honest about that. And I don't really like how this was done really under the cloud of darkness, like a bomb was dropped on everybody affiliated with the program. I think the alumni should have been able to be brought into this and should have been talked to about this, and solutions should have been at least considered before a decision like this went down. I understand. Look, I'm very pro-Furman, all right? Very, very pro-Furman. F you all the time. Best slogan in sports. I think Furman should be considered Greenville's team, but there are certain elements to this that I wasn't a huge fan of, and that's just me being honest with you. Next up, at number two today, boy, this is unbelievable, isn't it? An NFL team is on the verge of ushering out the face of the franchise. That is, of course, the Green Bay Packers, and that is, of course, Aaron Rodgers. You see, Aaron Rodgers is 36 years old. Aaron Rodgers is a bit arrogant. Aaron Rodgers is a bit aloof. Aaron Rodgers is a bit high maintenance. And what the Green Bay Packers are showing you with the selection of Jordan Love when they made the NFC Championship game without Jordan Love last year is that Matt LaFleur is really making the calls there. Is that Matt LaFleur is worth more to the franchise at this point than is Aaron Rodgers. There's something about that that's kind of refreshing, isn't it? I mean, I don't know about you, but have you not grown tired of superstar athletes calling all the shots all the time? You know, like, superstar athletes don't listen to the coach because they know that if push came to shove, that the coach would be gone and the superstar athlete would stay. It's very obvious to me that things are different in Green Bay now, that LaFleur is calling the shots, that Aaron Rodgers' days in Green Bay might well be numbered, and that the relationship between Aaron Rodgers and his head coach is far from a good one. How do you size up that particular scenario? Because you see, if the superstar was in charge, there's no way they would have ever selected a quarterback who won't see the field for at least the next 1 or 2 years. And finally, my question to you guys, the question of the day on the show today is this. What is the most incensed you have ever been at your rival? Okay, what is the most incensed you have ever been? And we all have stories, right? Whether you're a Clemson fan, South Carolina fan, or a different school completely, different team, We took calls on this earlier today. We got a great story about Buffalo and Rob Gronkowski and the rivalry there. But we all have those moments, and what makes rivalries so filled with vitriol are those individual moments where you became completely enraged, where you became ticked, pissed, and incensed. What was the story behind your rival completely ticking you off? What's the most you've incensed you've ever been about your rival? Folks, after watching Danny Werfel get bludgeoned at Florida State in 1996, the next time I went to Florida State as a member of the band, I unrolled a massive Florida State flag and stomped all over it as the entire band did during our performance. And there were people throwing things from the stadium as a result of that action, and I was the one who did it. And I did it because Danny Werfel, the 2 years prior, had basically been murdered on a football field, and the officials weren't calling anything. Hits to the head, late hits, hit to the knees, unnecessary roughness, and it wasn't called. And Florida State won the game by 3 points, and I've never been more ticked or incensed in my life. So what are those moments for you? What is the moment where you are most incensed at your rival? Those are today's top five at five. Now it's your chance to chime in, which you can do at 1-844-477-3776. That number again is 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. The text line is there for you at 71307. Simply start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. Twitter is there for you as well, at ESPN Upstate for our station, at Lonzo on Word for Lonzo, and at MARC Ryan on Air. That's at Mark Ryan on Air for yours truly. And finally, you can email the show, Mark Ryan, MARC Ryan at ESPNUpstate.com. Your story's welcome. When did your rival incense you the most? Coming up next, we'll get to your thoughts, we'll get to your calls, we'll get to your texts on all of the above, but a national show, I want to play for you an excerpt from a national show about Cam Newton and about the why behind Cam Newton still being unsigned. That is coming your way immediately. On the flip side, you're Offsides. Mark and Lonzo, ESPN Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Offsides with Mark and Lonzo right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be here with you guys on a Friday edition of the show. Rolling on, your most incensed moments with your rival. We will get to those here on the show as well. They are streaming in. 71307 is the text line. And 1-844-477-3776 is the number. A texter says, what people really need to ask, quote-unquote, Greenville's team, is where $100 million went. Mismanagement cost these kids big time. You know, I'm in the process. I'm really wanting to look for solutions for the baseball team at this point. You know, I got a text during the show today, and I mentioned this yesterday on the show, but University of Alabama Huntsville had canceled its hockey team. Same thing. They did away with their hockey team. And then somebody there started a GoFundMe page to keep the hockey team, and they said fat chance that would happen. And the school, the school, after seeing that $100,000 had been raised, said, if you raise $500,000, we can find a way to keep the program. And lo and behold, gosh darn it, what has happened here? UAH today has reached the necessary funds to keep the hockey program. Folks, this is what I've been saying the entire time. Why not create some accountability for the kids at these schools to make their programs profitable? Okay? Like, what would be so bad about having a GoFundMe for the hockey team each and every year? And, like, letting your fans know, hey, we have got to be at least this dollar figure in order to be safe, in order for our school to keep this thing going. We've simply have to do that. I don't think that accountability is a bad thing, because that's how any business works, right? If you're losing more than you're making, your business isn't going to be in operation for very long. And so when Furman had to cut $5 million from the payroll, Furman Athletics did, and that edict came down from the school, it would have been nice if there was at least an option given to raise some funds, to raise some money, to see if it would have been possible. We have seen the saving of one particular hockey program, and you never know. You never know if something might be in the works for Furman as well. A texter says, I have worked for Jimmy Howard, Frank Howard's son, at Sloan Street Tap Room, and was removing a very drunk and belligerent Gamecocks rugby player, having played Clemson earlier. And he tried to bite off my right index finger. I still have the tooth mark 34 years later. Lonzo, this is nuts, man. He says, I was incensed. That comes in from Neil. Unbelievable. Guy's got his bite marks in his finger all these years later. Insane.
I'd be more interested to know how he stopped him from biting said finger off. Because he had to do something to stop it, right?
Yeah, Texter. Tell us what you did there, man. Tell us what you did. How'd you get out of that situation? When did he eventually let go from that moment? I love how, like, humans suddenly decide, like, teeth are a weapon, right? Like, we're gonna go all backwards evolution here, right? Okay, here we go. I want to share this with you. This was an excerpt from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. And he was going into some theories as to why Cam Newton hasn't been valued too much, and, you know, he hasn't been able to do physicals for teams because of the pandemic and COVID and everything. And he goes into some things that I think are pretty interesting as to the why Cam Newton is still on the streets. All right, so I'm going to step away here just for a few minutes. This little excerpt is 3 or 4 minutes. I'm going to be listening to this alongside you, and then I want us to comment about this together. Here's Colin Cowherd on Cam.
Manager said this week, anonymous, because I guess you can't criticize Cam Newton publicly or you get blowback. I don't know why you couldn't just say it. But the quarterback said, the GM said, the decline is evident. And there's a lot of confusion on why the market, there is none for Cam. Now, I predicted it would be very, very small, because the NFL's been telling me for years what they want from quarterbacks. So I try to listen. Employers all the time will tell you, this is what we want. Like sportscasters, you can talk politics, but your bosses don't like it. And next contract, it'll work against you. But go for it. You have a right to talk about it. It's not going to hurt you. and not going to help you. It will not help you in your next contract negotiation. I can assure you that. I could give you 9 examples. No reason to name names. The NFL is telling you with one move what they want with quarterbacks. It's Carolina. They took Teddy Bridgewater over Cam. Teddy's smaller. Teddy had a worse injury. Teddy doesn't have a huge arm. Teddy's not the athlete. So instead of trying to figure out this complicated reason why, just look at Carolina. Carolina's former coach, Ron Rivera, traded to get Cam's backup. And Carolina's new coach chose Teddy Bridgewater, who 2 years ago we would have seen as Cam Newton's backup. Why? Because the NFL's telling you what they want with quarterbacks. Cam's distracted. They're not into that. Cam's a celebrity. They're not into that. Cam's coachable, but there's drama, I've been told for years. They're not into that. It's not the injury. Teddy Bridgewater's got a worse career injury. Cam's got a bigger arm, a better body, won a lot of games, won an MVP. Just look at Carolina. The former coach, I'll take his backup. The current coach, I'll take a guy that we think is his backup. Nick Wright was on the show earlier this week, and I think his opinion is shared by many in the NFL. Confusion over Cam.
It's an unfortunate time as far as given the pandemic, he can't go in to work out with teams and they can see that he's healthy. I think another is you've got, I don't know what the number is, but maybe a quarter to a third of teams in the league that just aren't Cam Newton friendly, so to speak. For some reason or another, there are certain guys who you just say, well, they get to be backup quarterbacks and nobody will bat an eye. So I don't get it. I don't think it's just football with Cam. I don't think it's ever been just football with Cam. I still think he's a top, at the very least, top 18 starter in the NFL, Colin.
So that's interesting. He said it's not just football with Cam. That's exactly it. GMs want just football with their quarterbacks. They don't want celebrity. They don't want drama. They don't want fashion. They frankly don't want politics, but if you're great, they'll deal with it. And think how good Aaron Rodgers is. There's a story today that suggests the Packers are going to start integrating Jordan Love into the offense. Like, they're telling you what they want in the NFL. They want Teddy Bridgewater. They prefer Teddy Bridgewater with more talent. Kirk Cousins got re-signed. Marcus Mariota still gets jobs. Nick Foles still gets jobs. Jameis got a job. Jameis isn't distracted. He just throws too many picks. Jameis isn't a celebrity. He just throws too many picks. Employers tell you, this is what we like. Do what they like or start your own company.
All right, Lonzo, your thoughts. What do you make of what you heard there?
See, I don't like Colin Cowherd, and I think
it's
he's
not about that. Though.
I think,
it's not about that.
Well, if you don't like the guy who's talking, it makes it hard to put any credence behind what they're saying. And I don't think he knows what he's talking about most of the time. I don't think he knows what he's talking about now, especially when it comes to celebrity. There are plenty of celebrities that are plenty of quarterbacks are still celebrities. We haven't heard anything about how Cam's fashion affects his play on the field. We haven't heard anything about him being a problem in the locker room. We haven't heard it. He's making some of this stuff up because we haven't heard anything about it. Cam himself, we played a clip a couple weeks ago about him talking about how he's never been a problem off the field. He's never been a problem in the locker room. I take his word for it over Colin Cowherd any day. I don't know why Cam doesn't have a job other than the fact that he's been injured in a way that's cost him a couple seasons, and I think he can't go anywhere and he can't work out. So I think that's why he doesn't have a job.
Don't you think, though, that 1 year, $2 million deal, like somebody would just throw $2 million out there for Cam on a 1 year?
Absolutely not, because Cam Newton is a starting quarterback. He is not someone you bring in to be a backup. If you bring Cam in and there's already an iffy quarterback there, you are inviting quarterback controversy. Unfortunately, Cam is too good to be a backup, so that's costing him at chances of jobs.
We talked about this yesterday, though. Who cares about quarterback controversy? Why doesn't New England sign him? Oh, because we want Jarrett Stidham to be the starter. Well, what if Cam Newton's better? You know, you bring him in, you let him compete for the job. You know, this whole quarterback controversy thing, men with thick skin and tough organizations and programs, there's no quarterback controversy. You have quarterback competition. What Colin said here that I think is interesting is you know, teams want quarterbacks that are just football. And he says Cam is distracted and Cam is a celebrity. And with Cam, you get a little bit of drama. And those are all things that organizations don't want. There's also very clearly a little Tim Tebow element at play here. And here's what I mean by that. what we're seeing is that nobody in the NFL wants Cam Newton to be their starter. Nick Wright said, as a starter, he's probably a top 18 starter in the NFL today still, right? But nobody in the NFL wants him to be their starter. And what the reason why he's not signed, to Lonzo's point, is that there's too much noise for Cam to be the backup, right? If he's going to be your starter, great. But Cam Newton as a backup, people are seeing the distraction. They're seeing the celebrity. They're seeing the drama. What do they see with Tebow? The distractions, the celebrity, the drama. Tebow didn't cause, he wasn't at fault for the drama that came with him, but his fanatics, like me, made it so that it was very hard for him to get a job. Cam Newton, sometimes he brings the drama with him, and he's certainly a celebrity. He's on all the late-night talk shows, and there is a distraction element that comes with him. If you're a star, and if you're going to be a starting quarterback, teams will put up with that. But if you're going to be a backup quarterback, Colin Kaepernick, no job. Is he good enough to be a backup? You bet. He's good enough to be a starter. No job. Why? Distractions, celebrity, drama. Tim Tebow, distractions, celebrity, drama. Cam Newton, distractions, celebrity, drama. Those three things you keep seeing over and over again when guys don't get jobs that where it would seem like their level of skill, their level of play, it would seem like they sure would be employed, wouldn't it? That is the case. That is what's going on here, right? By the way, the texter with the bitten finger chimes in, and he says he screamed for a friend when his finger was getting chomped off to grab the billy club behind the bar. Once he saw me grab it and rear back with the billy club in my hand, he let go.
There we go. We needed that full story, didn't we?
Yeah, we sure did. That gives us some details, Neil, that we didn't have previously. He said numerous people saw it, and police arrived just after. Brother, if you didn't have that billy club, you would have been missing a digit now, man, moving forward. Wow. Wow. That is unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable.
See, I just think I'd be throwing some elbows a la UFC style into someone's face if they had a hold of my finger.
There's something so much more painful about getting bitten than punched. You know what I'm saying? Like, one is a slice, one is just blunt force trauma. I've always been able to take blunt force trauma. I've been punched plenty of times, all right? But the bite, there's something incredibly terrifying and a helpless feeling when you're getting bitten, you know? I don't know, man. I don't know. You ever had a dog charge you, Lonzo, and you knew there was no getting away from it? I don't know if you've ever been in that predicament.
I always get bitten by dogs with underbites. I don't like those little things. Those things are annoying. Yes. And it's a weird bite when they bite you because of the underbite.
What is your go-to strategy? What was your go-to strategy as a kid anytime you were charged by a dog?
Well, most of the time it was delivering newspapers, and I would just run. But
you did that too, that's right.
Yeah, but a couple of times, you know, you're in a fenced-in area, and you can't get over that fence fast enough, and you just get bit.
But do they stop biting you after they bite you once? Do they bite you and then leave?
I don't want to give details because then, you know, it might sound cruel, but you do whatever you have to
to get
the dog off of you.
No, you sure as hell do. Did it involve a corneal abrasion as you suffered in wrestling?
No, it did not, but the dog may have did some flips.
Dude, listen, I'll tell you, this has worked for me. This has worked for me, and it may work for you if you're in an area with stray dogs. I look for the nearest big car, Lonzo, and I just hop on top of the biggest car I can find, you know? And when I've been chased by dogs, they have yet to figure out how to get me when I'm standing on top of the SUV. This is why, Lonzo, that my strategy when I was charged by the Rottweilers at the Super Bowl party, this is why my strategy was to jump in the back of the pickup truck, all right? Makes perfect sense now, doesn't it? It has worked for me over the course of my life, and I'm still here to talk about it.
Hey, when we first moved here, we had to deal with packs of stray dogs.
What's that? Tell me about that.
just a bunch of dogs that were either let loose out in the cow pastures or whatever, and they bandied together and started their own group and just went around terrorizing.
Yes. A pack of stray dogs?
Yes.
Were they in gray court?
Yeah, various shapes and sizes, too. I mean, there'd be like a little pug along with German shepherds. It was very odd, and you could tell that they were stray because of how shaggy they were and all that kind of stuff. And then it's just like find whatever you can to get them out of the way and get in the house, especially when you have small children. I haven't seen any like that in a long time. We have to deal with coyotes, but not anything like that.
You have a coyote story?
No, I just, we see them from time to time out in the cow pastures. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting stuff. Interesting stuff indeed. All right, folks, you're listening to Offsides with Mark and Lonzo right here on ESPN's Upstate. We'll keep the fun rolling right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's Offsides with Mark and Lonzo right here on ESPN Upstate, rolling on a Friday afternoon / evening here on the show. We've been asking you question of the day today. What is your story behind the most incensed you've ever been at your rival? Okay. What's the most incensed you've ever been at the team that you hate the most? What is the story behind that? Was it a fan incident? Was it something that the team did? I know a lot of people were really, really fired up and upset when Clemson and South Carolina fought on the field way back when. I think that was Lou Holtz's last game. Correct me if I'm wrong, Lonzo, didn't both teams forfeit a bowl game from that too?
If I recall, it's been a while, but I think the teams themselves volunteered to do that, if I remember right.
Yeah.
I don't think the NCAA took it away. I think they decided on their own to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, really, really interesting stuff. Lonzo and I have shared stories with you of the most incensed we've ever been at rivals that we've faced in different sporting venues. And your thoughts are welcome as well at 1-844-477-3776 is the phone number. The text line is there for you as well at 71307. I saw this and I thought this was interesting. A New Jersey brewery trolls the Astros with a new brew called the Trash Can Banger Beer. And it's a brand new beer inspired completely by the Astros. Lonzo, you are not much of an adult beverage kind of guy.
Not at all. Don't say much. That would imply that there's, I'm just not at all.
It's not at all. Not at all.
Sorry.
Prefers his Gatorade, Dr. Pepper, things like that. So this New Jersey brewery has come up with this drink, man. And frankly, I think it's ingenious. And frankly, even if you are not a beer drinker, I could get behind this. Can you even imagine for one second? I think, there are a select few people who have benefited from the current situation in society. I think the Astros are exhibit 1A on that list in the sports world, right? Because what's happened with the Astros? What was front and center before everything with the pandemic went down? all of the nonsense with the Astros and the cheating and the scandals and them being busted and their manager being fired and their general manager being fired.
Yeah, that's another thing that COVID has taken away from us, our chance to see everybody get plunked from the Astros. And that was coming. We know that was coming.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it. And Lonzo, I think that is coming again. I mean, I think the anger for the Astros, when you and I went over the most hated teams in sports today, and there was a poll with thousands upon thousands of votes on it online, and we learned that the current Astros team was more hated than the Alabama Crimson Tide, more hated than the Duke Blue Devils, more hated than the New York Yankees. You realize what's happening here, right? And it feels like the Astros are just kind of delaying the inevitable.
See, so I don't know, Mark. We haven't heard anything. Today was supposed to be the day about the baseball season, wasn't it? I haven't seen anything
today
yet.
Was the day.
It's almost 6 o'clock. I haven't seen anything. I think they're going to escape with an entire season because they're not going to play this year.
And if they escape with an entire season, Lonzo, they might. They very well might. People might. This might blow over by next March or April. If they do play this year, you and I and everyone else are going to be glued to the TV. Lonzo, would this get you to watch baseball? Like, if you had the opposing pitcher saying he's got something coming for the Astros, and then the Astros are on TV the next night, would you watch the first plate appearance? Would it grab you?
I don't believe they even have to say that, because I expect that to happen. Yes, if it's within my viewing area, yeah, I'll watch it just to see if they do what we think they're going to do.
It's, you know, I think this is one of the more intriguing things about baseball here moving forward, man. I really, really do. And how the Astros, how they were taken off the front burner because of COVID, and now do they go right back to COVID? Do they go right back to the Astros hate and the Astros beanballs and all that stuff if we have a baseball season? But to Lonzo's point, I mean, look, I was listening to Tim Kirkjian last night on ESPN, and he was asked point blank, are we going to have a season? And here's how we don't have the audio of him, but I'm paraphrasing how he answered this question. He said, in my heart of hearts, I think we're going to have a season. But so much work still has to be done. So much compromise still has to be made. And this has been a really, really bad week for baseball. A really bad week for baseball. Why has it been a bad week for baseball? Because every other entity, every other sports league is coming together. They're hashing it out. You have consensuses being formed, and you've got none of that going on with Major League Baseball. And I'm not just going to blame the players for this. It's both sides. It's both sides. Shame on the two of you. Shame on the whole lot of you. Because, you know, the players are saying they're getting screwed, and please understand our plight. You cannot be the only sport not to figure this out. You can't do that. And you can't let the Astros off the hook on this stuff. You can't let them. By the way, Lonzo, I'm looking at this beer right now. The cans are glorious. They've got the Astros rainbow on the can. The can looks just like an Astros uniform. And it says trash can banger on the can itself.
Aren't you concerned about what's inside the can, though, if it says that on the outside?
Something like that, man. Something like that. All right. You are listening to Offsides with Mark and Lonzo. Let's show you why we're the most interactive sports radio show here in the Upstate, right here on ESPN Upstate.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's Offsides. Mark and Lonzo right here on ESPN Upstate, rolling on a Friday. A tweet is coming into the show, and it is a question for Lonzo and I. What do you think is going to be the biggest sports headline in the fall? Lonzo, you want to tackle that? Biggest sports headline in the fall. You and I just said yesterday, we think we could be headed for the greatest 6 months of sports we've ever experienced. And I think a small part of that is gratitude, appreciation for something we never thought would be taken away from us. But we're also just going to have a conglomerate of sports happening all simultaneously. It's going to be unbelievable.
Football is back would be my headline. The football is going to start on time. I mean, that's what I'm waiting to hear. That's what I'm waiting to see, that when it's time for football, and I'm not just talking about pro football, I'm talking about college football and high school football, all levels of football. I want to see a headline that says all football is back.
You know, man, where do you think, Lonzo, we are with this, with everything? You know, like, do you, with everything that we've been through the last few months, if somebody asked you, where are we, how would you answer that? Where are we today?
I would say we're progressing towards what we want. Progressing towards being back.
I think that's fair. I think that's fair. I think that progression has, we are seeing that. I'll tell you, I have a concern for high school sports. I have a concern for school because, Lonzo, you know I was a teacher, man. And my school did not have soap in the boys' bathroom. And they didn't have soap in the boys' bathroom because as soon as you put soap in the boys' bathroom, the boys sprayed it all over the place, right? So the school is like, we can't even have soap in the boys' bathroom. And I'm like, is that legal? And, like, in an environment where you are living in a cesspool of bacteria, in an environment, Lonzo, where I got mono in 2018, 2 years ago, I got mono in my own classroom. Right now, they call it the kissing disease.
I was going to say, I thought that was a kissing disease. Well, okay.
Don't you dare go there.
You stole my thunder.
Yeah. But what does that cost to steal your thunder? Is there a price? What's the penalty for that?
My people will be sending you a bill.
Okay. That's good to know. But I'm just telling you, man, like, I don't know how you make the school environment safe. I don't know how you do that. I saw a picture last night of what they're doing, like, in South Korea. Every kid has a mask on, number one, but number two, they've got, like, these like, placards in between all of the desks, right? Like, these clear placards. So a student sitting at a desk is, in effect, there's a square around the student, separating the students. Are we able to do that large scale here? Are we going to be able to go back to school as we know it with, I mean, you're inside, number one. I still have some questions. I still have some questions that need to be answered, but I would love to see high school sports return here in the fall. All right, coming up next, time to do a little ditty we call Either Or. Three options on life and sports. Either Or is on the flip side right after this. We are ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.